This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue took the microphone last week at a White House briefing by the Coronavirus Task Force. Perdue says Department of Agriculture is keeping the food supply chain running, and free and reduced-price lunches are going to public school kids who aren't in school because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And we have issued waiver after waiver to make this flexibility available for things that make sense when children cannot congregate in a singular location. That's one of the first waivers we issued. And when Congress gave us the authority to issue more, we are turning those waivers around in rapid speed, really less than 24 hours.
Perdue says in addition to state waivers, USDA is helping producers directly.
We've worked with all those producers, even the ones who provide the equipment and materials for our farmers and cattlemen and producers out there, to make sure they have what they need. They're part of the critical and essential workforce there,
which is key to keeping the food supply chain intact during this coronavirus crisis.
And the good news is those folks are staying on the job. Those who've grown it, those who are processing it, our inspectors who are grading it every just the same way they always had, those folks who are delivering it, packing it, stocking those shelves, and checking out those customers.
The CARES Act that Congress passed and the President signed last week provides $9.5 billion for livestock operators, food safety inspectors, specialty crop producers, and direct retail farmers. It also has close to $15 billion to replenish CCC funds, key to implementing the 2018 Farm Bill programs, and it boosts aid for telemedicine, broadband, and business and industry loans and grants. Plus, there's more for food stamps, child nutrition, school and food banks, and hundreds of billions in checks for individuals and families, including an extra 4 months of jobless benefits. In other national news here on your Tuesday, Gas Buddy reports the U.S. national average of gas has fallen to $1.99 per gallon. That's the first time in 4 years since March 23rd of 2016. The national average could even dip to $1.49 by mid-April. That'll be the lowest since 2004, with potentially hundreds of stations pushing their price to 99 cents per gallon for the first time since the early 2000s. Gasoline prices have continuously dropped nationwide since February 20th, as the coronavirus crushed the demand for oil and lockdowns reduced driving to keep Americans at home. More than half of U.S. states are currently seeing average prices less than $2 a gallon. In the last week, 99-cent prices have shown up at various times in Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and even Missouri. And more could join in the days and weeks ahead. An additional drop of 25 to 65 cents is possible in most states, while West Coast states, including California, could see prices drop 50 cents to $1 per gallon over the next few weeks. And while gas prices are lower, that's causing two other statistics to rise. Consumers are ordering more goods and groceries online during this COVID-19 pandemic. Grocery Dive, a web-based grocery industry publication, reports 31% of U.S. households have used online grocery services over the last month. Out of those surveyed, 26% of consumers report using the grocery delivery and pickup services for the very first time, and 39% of 60 and older consumers can say the same. The report is based on a survey of more than 1,600 U.S. adults. The pandemic may permanently alter consumer activity as buyers are seeking to avoid huge crowds at the grocery store to follow social distancing guidelines. However, current pickup and delivery infrastructure is not meeting those demands. Amazon Prime's pantry temporarily shut down, and many grocery stores offering the services are scheduling appointments many days after the order, compared with same-day or next-day options. Meanwhile, last week, several online producers, including DoorDash, announced they would waive delivery fees for shoppers who were 60 and older. And with the increase of online grocery store buying, that also has increased the prices of some of those staple items, as panic buying and hoarding supplies has pushed wholesale eggs in the Midwest to their all-time high. The Des Moines Register says prices for other staples, such as milk, beef, and even ice cream, have gone higher as well. Joe Kearns, president of an agricultural consulting company in Ames, Iowa, says the Midwest is not short on supply, but it's the abnormally high demand that's causing the jump in prices. Because of the uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus, consumers in Iowa, Illinois, and all across the U.S. are piling way more than usual amounts of groceries into their shopping cart. That unusually high demand level is driving prices higher. Kern says it's not a surprise because as restaurants' dining rooms are closed, more people are cooking at home. Some grocery stores are seeing as much as 6 times the normal demand for eggs, which is temporarily clearing out shelves. Processors are struggling to fill orders that are coming in at a rapid pace. Stores in Iowa and all across the country say they're seeing increased prices from their suppliers as they keep working to make sure their shelves stay filled with those staple products. And we'll move on into local ag news here on your Tuesday following this.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Now's a perfect time for spring soil testing. Spring testing is the best way to ensure that your results are ready to be utilized this fall. When your combines are finished in the fields, fall fertilizer application will follow shortly if soil tests are already finished. M&M Service Company's Precision Farming Coordinator can combine your soil test, soil type, and yield to make a customized fertilizer program for your operation. Ask your crop specialist about spring soil testing to further maximize your fertilizer application this fall.
Farmer-owned Prairie Farms, a name that belongs on your shopping list. With fresh strawberries in your favorite market, Prairie Farms dairy products become even more important. Prairie Farms half and half for cereal topped with red ripe strawberries. Prairie Farms whipped cream for shortcake for a delicious low-calorie treat to dip your strawberries in. Prairie Farms yogurt. And to energize for outdoor activities, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641 and always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
And we're back here on your Tuesday Afternoon Ag Show. Moving on into State of Illinois Ag News, included in the recently approved economic stimulus bill is additional funding for the Small Business Administration. That money will benefit companies with less than 500 employees. The bill also includes more dollars for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
One thing we haven't talked about a lot is the Small Business Administration. There is now $10 billion additional funds going into this for economic injury disaster. These funds will be available until December 31st for companies of 500 employees or fewer, including sole proprietorships or independent contractors. So cooperatives, businesses such as that could qualify for these funds. And there was also additional money put into the SNAP program. We all know that a lot of the folks that are normally getting school lunches and things of that nature now are not. So there was a lot of emphasis on that.
Those comments you just heard are from Illinois Farm Bureau's Mark Gebhardt. He anticipates there even could be an additional stimulus bill in the future. And another state ag news for your Tuesday. State-run outdoor sites are currently closed to the public until further notice. But those who are itching to get out and fish or hunt, there is still a workaround. If you know someone with a pond or private property who may have seasonal mushrooms on their land, those can still be hunted upon, and their ponds can be fished. DNR Conservation Police Sergeant John Williamson notes there are some federal sites in Illinois that you can still take advantage of as well.
Also, private property is open now. Just under the governor's order, you just need to keep your social distancing. But if you've got private land turkey tags, you're more than welcome to hunt. If you got ponds to fish, you can fish. Lake Shelbyville, the federal sites are still open. You can still launch your boat. You can still fish off the bank on the federal sites. The state sites at Lake Shelbyville are closed just like it is at Clinton Lake. So there's the difference. State property's closed. Right now, the federal property's open. If we keep having an issue with numbers keep going up as far as COVID-19, I think the federal sites are closed too, but as of now, they're open. Lake Shelbyville is a Corps of Engineers lake. There's two state parks, Wolf Creek State Park and Eagle Creek State Park are on the lake. But those are the state sites. The rest of the lake is actually federally managed, so it's open. Carlisle Lake is a Corps of Engineer lake. Wren Lake down in Southern Illinois is a Corps of Engineer lake, so they're federally managed. Each of those lakes has some state property on them, but most of the property is federally managed.
The IDNR has also seen some isolated incidents of false information that's been circulating on social media, posting as though it's coming from the IDNR, saying that fall hunting seasons this year have been canceled, which is not true at all. Williamson indicates that the best place to find the most accurate and timely information from the Department of Natural Resources is online at their website, dnr.illinois.gov. And that wraps it up for this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have ag news for us, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Tuesday afternoon, March 31st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.